So I'm going to demo an app called Cloud Music Player and Downloader. And what that app does is that it syncs music on your computer to your iPhone and automatically sorts that music into playlists by artist and by album. And you need to have a cloud service of some sort. I have Dropbox, so basically all you do is copy your music folders into your Dropbox folder on your computer, and then you're ready to sync the music. This app is, you can get it in a couple of different ways. I originally got a free version that after you played like 8 or 10 songs, it hit you up for $1.99. And I was so happy with it after my 8 or 10 songs that I was very happy to unload the $1.99. Then there was a pro version for $3.99. It's not entirely clear to me what the difference is between the two. I actually emailed the developer, and they said for the pro version, it unblocks cloud services. And I don't really know what that term means. This works fine with Dropbox for $1.99, and the $3.99 version, it's the same interface. What I'll first do is we'll see what the music looks like all synced up. And then after we do that, I'll go through the syncing process. And then I might just at the very end also just go to the App Store and search for it, just because it can be a little confusing to pick the right thing. So I'm going to go into the app now.
Cloud Music. Songs. Hotline. Button.
You might ask a first question, which is, what I just described in terms of syncing your music onto your phone and sticking it in playlists, doesn't iTunes do that? And my own experience, anyway, has been total abject failure with iTunes in being able to get it to do that. At least with music that's my own music that, you know, I've ripped onto my computer from CDs and the like. So this does, in just a very simple, straightforward way, what iTunes says it's supposed to do. I'm in the app, and at the bottom of the screen, there are 5 tabs. I'll quickly go through those tabs and what they do.
Lists, tab, 1 of 5.
So the first one is lists, and here you can create custom playlists. When you sync, it automatically sorts everything in by artist and by album, but if, say, you wanted to make mixes of artists, then you could create a custom list in here.
Artists, tab, 2 of 5.
This is where we've got the playlists already sorted by artists, the second tab.
Selected, songs, tab, 3 of 5.
The third is songs, and when you go, if your music is already loaded in here, this is where the focus always comes to when you go into the app. And let me just stick my finger in the middle of the screen somewhere.
Three Roses, America.
So that's a song, and if I double tapped on that, let me do this first. I'm going to do a 3-finger single tap so you see how many songs I currently have loaded in here.
Rose 1 to 8 of 357.
Okay, so I have 357 songs in here. And if I double tapped on this song, it would start playing it, and it would treat all those 357 songs as a playlist. So if I was feeling particularly eclectic, I might do my playlist in that way. Let me keep going.
Selected, album, tab, 4 or 5.
Here they are sorted by album, so sorted by artist and by album. That's the 4th tab.
Settings, tab, 5 of 5.
And then the 5th tab is settings, and that's where you will do the syncing when we get to syncing. So I'm going to go back to the second tab now, the artist tab, and we'll just sort of see how the playlist look.
Artist, tab, 2 of 5.
And I'll double tap on that to give it focus. And here we have the list of all my artists, you know, what those 357 songs sort into.
The Allman Brothers Band, 7 songs.
And let me see, I've got
Rose 1 to 5 of 31.
So currently I have about 31 artists in here. And you know, they're each listed, so if I right-click.
America, 12 songs. Annie Lennox, 11 songs. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, 11 songs.
And so on. And I'll go to Bruce Springsteen, because everybody likes Bruce.
Bob Skaggs, Bruce Hornsby, Don Henley, Bruce Springsteen, 10 songs.
Okay. So here's Artists, Bruce.
Back button.
When I double tap on that, we have the list of all his albums that I have on here. I only have one.
Bruce Springsteen, The Essential, Disc 2, Bruce Springsteen, 9 songs.
And if there were more, I'd keep right flicking. So I'm going to double tap to get into that album.
Globe albums. Back button.
And now if I double tap on any one of these songs, it will start playing and it will treat, you know, this album of 9 songs as a playlist.
Brilliant Disguise, Bruce Springsteen, The Essential, Disc 2. Human Touch, Bruce Springsteen, Streets of Philadelphia, Bruce Springsteen, The Essential, Disc 2.
We'll do Streets of Philadelphia.
Actions available.
So I'll double tap on that.
1 of 9 songs, back button.
And here we have it, and I'm going to pause it.
Bruce Springsteen, The Essential, rewind icon, pause icon, button, play icon.
This is in playlist mode, so let me start at the top of the screen so we just sort of see what the now playing screen features are.
1 of 9, heading.
Okay, so first it tells you, okay, we're on the 1st of 9 in our playlist.
4%, adjustable.
Percentage, and you can up flick and down flick to change the percentage.
0, 7, 3, 10, Streets of Philadelphia, Bruce Springsteen, The Essential, Disc Rewind icon. Button.
If I double tap on rewind, that will put me back a song in the playlist.
Play icon. Button.
That's the play pause. I'm flicking to the right now just to go down the screen.
Forward icon. Button.
And then forward will put me forward a song. You know, it's a sort of a standard playlist screen. Let me keep flicking right.
Volume. 75%. Repeat list. Button.
We have a few different options, a couple of different options for how it plays the list. Right now it says repeat list, so that means when I'm done with the 9 or 10 songs, it will wrap around and start over again. I can change that.
Repeat list alert. Do not repeat button.
So I have a do not repeat option, so that means at the end of the playlist, when it's done them all, it ends, it just stops.
Repeat song button.
Or repeat song, so it could just sort of do the same song over and over again.
Repeat list button.
I'll just keep it at repeat list.
Repeat list.
Okay.
Shuffle button.
And then with shuffle, if I double tap on that, you have two options. One is shuffle.
Shuffle alert. No shuffle button.
And the other is no shuffle. So that means, you know, then it would play sequentially if you want it to play in the sequence that it's listed there.
Shuffle button.
And I'll keep putting it back shuffle. On shuffle. You know, that's the basics of how it does a playlist. That's pretty simple and straightforward. If I want to get out of this, I've got to hit the back button at the top left a couple of times to get to a different tab.
Back button.
I'll double tap.
Songs. Albums. Back button. Albums. Artists. Back button. Artists. Heading.
If now I want to make a custom playlist, like I said, the first tab is the lists.
List. Tab. 1 of 5.
I'll double tap on that. And there's an add button near the top.
Outline. 350 bookmarks. Search. Add button.
And I'll double tap on that.
Text alert. Text field. Is editing. New playlist.
Okay, so it asked me for the name of the playlist. I'll put something in. Mix.
Inserted mix. Inserted mix.
And I'll hit a return button at the bottom right.
Return. Return. Songs. Plus. Button.
And then it gives me the list of all my 357 some odd songs there, and with sort of like a little checkbox before the name of each song.
Plus, button. Children. America.
And I'll just pick a few here. I don't do this very often, but I think it's the checkbox before the title locks that title in. So.
Plus, button. A horse with no name. America.
So if I want
America.
A horse with a no name, I'll flick back to the left once.
Plus, button. Hyphen.
Okay, and it turns it to hyphen. I'll go find
Rose
another song.
Rose 17 to songs. Shining Light. Annie Lennox. The Annie Lennox Collection.
Pick that
plus,
one.
Plus. Button. Hyphen.
And I'll just pick one more.
Like Rose 32 to plus. Button. Harbor Lights. Bosch Skaggs. Silk Degrees.
And I'll
plus,
pick that one.
Button. Hyphen.
Okay, when we're done, there's a done button at the top.
Cancel. Button. Songs. Heading. Done. Button. Done.
And now that playlist is created.
Add. Button. Search. Search key. Bookmarks. Button. Offline. 300. Mix. 3 songs. What list? Back button.
And hopefully they're the 3 songs I picked. Sometimes it seems to, the order seems to be a little wrong. Again, I don't do this very often.
What do you want the girl to do? Boss Gags.
Yeah,
and
it got the wrong list. Songs wrong there. But anyway, that's how we do a custom playlist. I don't do those very often. And then we can delete up at the top and add more songs to it or clear it out.
What do you want the girl to do? Shining Light. A horse with no name. Delete button.
And I'll
delete. Delete alert. Delete list button. Delete list. List. Search.
Now, one really nice feature about this is that you have a couple of options in terms of how it interacts with Wi-Fi and the like. Again, if you have, say, a Dropbox account and you sync to the Dropbox, you can keep it in sort of Wi-Fi or data mode, or you can download onto your phone so that then you're not using data or Wi-Fi, and that's called the offline mode, and you get to choose between those. I'm going to resync now, so we'll sort of see how that syncing process goes. And to do that, we go to the Settings tab, which is the last one on the right.
Settings tab, 5 of 5. Dropbox, cloud services, heading.
When you go in here, we see the different cloud services that it supports.
Dropbox. Google Drive, Own Cloud, OneDrive, Help.
I use Dropbox, so I'm going to double tap on Dropbox.
Google Drive, Dropbox, Apps, Dropbox, Settings, Back button.
And you have a couple of options here. I could add more songs, and that means the 357 I have there, they would stay in there. Or I can basically refresh and totally wipe everything out and start from scratch. So let me see.
Dropbox, heading, add songs.
So there's the add songs. I'm not going to do the add songs. I'm going to wipe it out and start from fresh.
357 songs, zero albums, disconnect.
I'll hit this button for disconnect.
Are those songs stored on your computer or in your iPhone?
You have two options. To do the initial syncing, you have to have the music initially in your Dropbox. And then you have the option of just keeping it that way. In that situation, you know, you're going to be either using Wi-Fi or data. Or, once you've synced, you can switch it to offline mode. Then that will load the music onto your iPhone, you know, using the storage on the iPhone. Then you're not using data or a Wi-Fi connection anymore in that case.
So it sort of depends what your preference is and what environment you're in as to which way you might go with that?
Let's say I don't have a lot of, I'm somewhat constrained on the amount of space I have in my Dropbox account. Then, you know, you might put a couple of gigabytes of, however much music. You may sync it, then change it to offline, and I'll show how you do that offline. And then, after you've done that, wipe the music out of your Dropbox so that then that frees up that space in Dropbox. Or alternatively, if you are somewhat storage constrained on your iPhone, you might, elect to just keep it in the Dropbox, because then you're not using any space on the iPhone other than, the size of the app itself, which is, 70, 80 megabytes or something like that. It depends. I have really no storage constraints on my iPhone, so I just put it all into storage there on the iPhone, and then, you're not using data or anything like that. I have disconnected it.
Netflix.
Okay, and it actually threw me out of the app, which it sometimes does. So now when I go back in, this will be sort of like the same screen interface you're going to get when you go in for the very first time. When I just went in before and I showed you the five tabs, that's because all the music's in there. So the very first time you go in, you're not going to have that situation. So I'll go back into the app.
Cloud music, cloud services. Heading.
Okay, so the very, very first time you go in, you'll be asked to set up with your Dropbox account with your user ID and your password. I've already done that part, but so now I'm going to navigate to Dropbox again.
Dropbox.
And I'll double tap on Dropbox. And it's going to ask...
Dropbox. Cancel.
And it's going to ask me whether I'm allowed to get into Dropbox here.
Dropbox. Heading. WTB Tab 1 Pan T6 Cloud Music App. Would like access to audio files. In your Dropbox. Learn more. Link. Allow.
Okay, so it doesn't say allow button, but it is a button. I'll double tap on allow.
Cloud music. Back button.
And this should put me into my list of folders in Dropbox.
Computer program cheat sheets and lesson notes.
And it does. And so I've created a music folder in my Dropbox account.
Uncheck. DMS. Uncheck. Dropbox.
And you hear all these unchecked, okay?
Replace. Uncheck. Music.
If I want to select my entire music folder, I'll flick once left of music.
Uncheck.
To there, and that will select the entire music folder. Alternatively,
music.
I could double tap on music. That'll put me in the music folder, and then I can pick and choose individual albums or even inside there individual songs. But I'm just going to flick once to the left of music and select the entire music folder.
Uncheck button. Music.
Make sure it's the right place.
Uncheck button. Check.
Okay, so I've checked that, and I could do other folders if I want, but I'm done. So now I've selected all the folders I have in music, and up near the top there's a done button.
Done button.
Okay, I'll double tap on done and it should start syncing.
Done. In progress. Songs. Offline. Button.
Okay, so this puts me back into the songs tab.
07 Whipping Post. Almond Brothers. Stormy Monday. The Almond Brothers Band at Fillmore East.
And I don't have as many songs in here. I, for the demo purposes, didn't want to have as many songs. I've got, I think, here.
Rows 1 to 8 of 65.
I have 65. These songs are immediately in here. In this song tab. The album and artist sorting, that takes a little bit longer.
Artist tab. Two of selected artists.
When it was the 357 songs, it may be 5 minutes or something like that. But it's loading them now. So
Annie Lennox, 11 songs. Rows 1 to 4 of 4.
Okay.
Center of screen.
So it's 1 to 4 of 4. I think I have 5 artists or something like that in here. And so now it's synced. So that's really all there is to the syncing process, at least if you want to keep it just sync to your Dropbox, still using your data and your Wi-Fi. How do we do the offline so that it's going to be, loaded onto the phone into the storage? I'll go to the Songs tab.
Songs tab.
And at the very top left of the screen here, in the Songs tab.
Little Bird, Annie Lennox, offline button.
There's an offline button, and I'm going to double tap on offline.
Offline.
Okay.
Except zero button.
I could as we did before with checking individual songs.
A Wider Shade of Pale, Annie Lennox, No More I Love Yous, A Wider Shade of Pale.
I could start tapping on each of those, and that would select each one. However, since the newest version just a few weeks ago, there's a very nice thing, and that's there's a Select All button at the bottom here somewhere. So I'm going to go find that Select All button.
Pavement Crafts, Annie Lennox, List, Tab, Whipping Post. The Almond, In Memory of Elizabeth Reed, Rose 58, Rose 58,
little,
Rose 58 to 65 of 65.
Can be a little finicky to find it, but it's here somewhere. It's been there before. That's
the
a little
Almond,
bit disconcerting.
Rose 58 to 65 of 65.
Okay, I'm not finding it, but it was there. It's been there in the past, so sorry about that. But there's somewhere down the bottom, there should be a Select All button. If you do find that, and you double tap on it, you know, then there's an at the top, and it will create a new sort of quote-unquote custom playlist where all of those songs are there. And then also all of those different playlists sorting by artist and by album, they're there too. Anyway, I consider this just a very simple, straightforward, easy app to use. Even if you've been able to make iTunes work and if you've used iTunes, 12 on the computer, you know that interface can be pretty complicated. For this, it's basically just a question of, you know, copying and pasting your music folders into your Dropbox folder. So, you know, if you know your basic file management in Windows, then you're really all set to do that syncing.
What did you use to rip your CDs to the computer? Did you use
just Windows Media Player.
Initially, yes. You had 357 songs, I believe, in this particular list. And the second time, we had 65. How did it jump from one?
Between when I had 357 songs and now, I wiped out a bunch of songs in my Dropbox just because I didn't want to be doing the demo and loading in 357 songs sorted by artist and so on.
But you have those songs somewhere else on that
phone? No, they're on my computer.
So
and, what I'm going to do when I get home, when I want my 357 songs back, I'm just going to copy and paste those folders back into my Dropbox, do this syncing process that I did, that'll be it, and hopefully find that Select All button. If not, worst case scenario, I'm listening to it, you know, using Wi-Fi or data. And when I loaded this on, I have to say, well, the next thing I did was I gleefully uninstalled my iTunes off of my computer. If you wanted to load a fair amount in to your phone and you were somewhat Dropbox constrained, you could load some music in, you know, do that Select All so it's listen in offline fashion, delete the music from your Dropbox, put more music in and add more and so on. Because I've got something like 20 or 30 gigabytes of music on my computer. I don't think I'll ever put all of that onto this iPhone.
Now, David, how easy is it? Let's say you want to get some space back on your phone. How easy is it to delete the music from your phone, you know, if you want to get space back?
When we synced,
right.
I wiped out everything that was on the phone during that syncing process.
Okay, gotcha.
So those 357 songs, I think, were somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 gigabytes. And if you were to look at your storage and your settings, you'd see that. Now they're all gone. That's gone.
I find it well worth spending the whatever it is, $99 a year for Dropbox, because I use it in place of what's that other backup program that everybody was using for a while?
Carbonite?
Yeah. Instead of that, I have probably 150 gigabytes of stuff in Dropbox. And I don't have to worry if I'm on any computer that has internet access, I can access those files. We probably ought to do a session on Dropbox sometimes, because that's it's a very useful program.
I've come to now, like you say, I've used Dropbox basically as my backup. So all my stuff's there, so when my computer crashes every 2 or 3 months, it doesn't matter anymore. Yes.
So if you leave the house in the morning having forgotten to move some of your music to Dropbox and you want to hear a song in the middle of the day, it's not in Dropbox, you cannot pull it from your home computer, from your phone.
Correct. What I do with this app is, you know, I put maybe like 20 or 30 albums in it at a time, listen to that till I'm a little tired of it, wipe that stuff out, put some more stuff in, wipe it out, because, you know, this syncing process is very quick and easy. So the music has to be in your Dropbox for it to sync. I'm using Dropbox for other things too. For example, all my work folders, I keep them there now, so you're not dependent on a single computer.
I actually use Dropbox on 4 different computers to share stuff between work and home, and even my wife's computer, we share a folder. It's a wonderful program.
And let me just quickly just go to the App Store, because if you are interested in getting this app, I found it a little bit confusing to know which one to pick.
App Store. Selected. App Store. Featured. Tab. Search. Tab.
So I'm going to search for it.
Search. Tab. 4 or 5.
And again, if you're interested in it, you know, don't put in Cloud Music, say Cloud Music player and downloader, because if you do cloud music, you get something like 250 hits.
Trending searches. So. Search. Search field. Insertion point at end.
Cloud music player and downloader.
Inserted cloud music player and downloader. Inserted cloud music player and space. Search. Search. Update. Tab. 5 of 5. Cloud music player and downloader bow. Free space with Dropbox. Google Drive. OneDrive. Box and own cloud. LimeTheCats.com. Button.
Okay, so the first search result is the $3.99 version.
$3.99. Button.
Okay. Which, again, if I had gotten that by mistake, it wouldn't have been the end of the world for me, because this is definitely worth $4 to me. But then the one I downloaded was a couple below.
Music and video pro players. $3.99. Cloud music player and downloader. Free space with Dropbox. Google Drive. OneDrive. Box and own cloud. LimeTheCats.com.
Okay. So it has the exact same, 13, exact same title button. Minus the word pro.
Open button.
And it was actually free. I did this totally cold. I wouldn't have gotten it otherwise, knowing nothing about it. So again, it said free. I downloaded it. I loved it. But then after about 8 or 10 songs, it said, if you want to keep using it, pay $1.99. I did that, and that was fine. You could be a little confused. Do I get this $3.99 version or the $1.99 version of the, you know, or what's the actual free version? One other thing in terms of formats, it supports MP3, M4A, a few others, WMA no, protected DRM no. I loaded the WMA ones on there, they show up, they're there, but then when you double tap on them, nothing happens. If you had multiple cloud accounts, which I don't, you know, Dropbox and some others, I think, you know, it will get the stuff from all of those places and combine it, but I only have Dropbox. When I first got it, I had a question or two for the developer, and I think I emailed him around 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. They got back to me at 4 p.m. or something like that. And I told them I'm a voiceover user, and this thing is fully accessible. It's not in Apple Viz anywhere for some reason.
That's because you haven't put it there yet.
Well, either that or, you know, it's an implicit criticism of iTunes, so maybe they don't want to promote such stuff.
On that note, I want to thank you, David, very much for giving that good presentation.
All
See
right.
you on October 10th.